Welcome to the EADV podcast, the official podcast of the European Academy of Dermatology and Venereology. I'm Adriana and I'm your host. Every month, the JEDV chooses and highlights four articles in a section called Editor's Picks, and today we are exploring the Editor's Picks for March 2024. Reasons for failure of scabies treatment in traditional French Guiana communities, a neglected onychomycosis, long-term control of severe alopecia areata with JAK inhibitors in sight, progress in assessing hidradenitis suppurativa severity. But before we get into that...
We are accepting abstract submissions for the ADV Congress hosted in Amsterdam in September. Submitting an abstract offers you the opportunity to actively contribute to shaping the trajectory of global medicine, and is your chance to showcase your research live to an audience of colleagues, influential thought leaders, and industry experts. The deadline to receive submissions is 24th of April 2024. Visit eadv.org for more information.
And now the editor's picks. Article 1. Reasons for failure of scabies treatment in traditional French Guiana communities. Scabies is prevalent in rural French Guiana and causes significant morbidity and stigmatization. Efficacy of scabies treatment protocols is limited by feasibility and insufficient understanding between patients and clinicians. Blaisot and colleagues provide evidence that using topical permethrin as monotherapy and not taking a second course, irrespective of treatment, topical or oral, at days 8 to 15, led to higher treatment failure. Additionally, difficulties in access to care, adherence, and cost of environmental disinfection represent barriers to eradication. Efforts should be made to make the treatment freely available and to promote adherence. Article 2. A neglected onychomycosis. Gupta and colleagues reviewed clinical evidence on non-dermatophyte mold onychomycosis, around 7% of onychomycosis. It is difficult to estimate whether its presence in culture is pathogenic or simply a contaminant, and may be considered pathogenic in absence of dermatophytes using PCR and histology as complementary methods. Scopulariopsis, Aspergillus, and Fusarium represent the most common species in Europe. Limited data exist on the efficacy of antifungal agents in ADM, yet continuous terbinafine and pulse intraconazole represent the mainstay of therapy. Combining nail avulsion following exposure to 40% urea with topical antifungal agents may represent a useful alternative approach. Article 3. Long-term control of severe alopecia areata with JAK inhibitors in sight. Long-term treatments are lacking in patients with severe alopecia areata. Senna and colleagues analyzed two phase 3 trials, finding that most responders to one-year treatment with the Janus kinase JAK inhibitor, baricitinib, maintained response at 2 years with continuous treatment. Partial or mixed responders, despite being more severely affected, also benefited with delayed regrowth of eyebrows and eyelashes during their second year of treatment. Typically associated adverse events, infectious and cardiovascular, were rare and manageable. For patients with severe alopecia areata whose self-image and quality of life are significantly impacted, these are hopeful findings. Article 4. Progress in assessing hidradenitis suppurativa severity. Evaluating hidradenitis suppurativa severity in clinical practice is cumbersome, and scales counting HS lesions show high inter-rater variability. Wyala and colleagues established an automated severity assessment method on calibrated images of HS lesions aided by convolutional neural network analysis. The tool correlates well with current methods and should be further developed to include patients with different skin types or hairy skin. This preliminary work offers a window to future, more reliable HS severity assessments. Artificial intelligence may allow a better understanding of the different HS phenotypes and help predict disease evolution over time. To recap, our first article was Scabies in French Guiana, Quantitative and Qualitative Factors Associated with Therapeutic Failure by Blaisot and co-authors. Our second article was A Comprehensive Review of Non-Dermatophyte Mold Onychomycosis, Epidemiology, Diagnosis and Management by Gupta and co-authors. Our third article was Long-Term Efficacy and Safety of Baricitinib in Patients with Severe Alopecia Areata, 104-week results from BRAVE-AA1 and BRAVE-AA2 by Senna and co-authors. Our fourth article was Automated Classification of Hidradenitis Suppurativa Disease Severity by Convolutional Neural Network Analysis Using Calibrated Clinical Images by Wyala and co-authors. Of course, all of the research presented today can be found in the Journal of the European Academy of Dermatology and Venereology, and though you can find free access and open access articles, EADV members benefit greatly by having access to all articles and content.
Before you go, a quick favor. If you're a regular listener to our podcast, we would love to hear from you. Your feedback will help us improve the show and develop episodes that you're interested in hearing. To participate in the short survey, simply follow the link in the show notes of this episode.
Thank you for your support. It means a lot. We look forward to hearing from you. Until the next episode, take care of your skin.